local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two. Welcome into a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3 and only on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. As we get rolling here with today's rundown, our top three stories, starting in the state of Michigan, where the parents of school shooter Ethan Crumbly are both being sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter.
But I want you to know, I too grieve for everyone, as I have explained, for everyone that's been affected by what my son pled guilty to doing. And I'll continue to feel this pain for the rest of my life as well.
And they were sentenced today following emotional victim impact statements from the families of the four students who were killed. James and Jennifer Crumbly are the first parents to ever be charged and convicted in their child's mass shootings. The U.S. has not seen any evidence that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge. Yeah.
That exchange with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing as the House and Senate are back to work this week. The hearing was also interrupted several times by protesters demanding the U.S. end its support for Israel. Austin also declining to characterize Hamas's terror attack in October as genocide, although he did call it a war crime. And then here locally, of course, the big story is the weather. Not so much today, but definitely tomorrow. The latest advisory from the National Weather Service in Mobile still has Escambia and Santa Rosa counties in the enhanced risk level. That's 3 out of 5. A moderate 4 out of 5 risk can be found in southwestern Alabama, northwest of Mobile and Gulf Shores. But Mobile's just on that edge there. So the I-65 corridor looks like it could be in for some much stronger and severe weather. But, of course, that could change here as it's still about 24 hours out, hopefully, if not a little bit sooner than that. The timeline is anytime from late morning tomorrow through late tomorrow night, midnight time frame. Although, looking at Allen's forecast here over the past couple of hours, looks like they are tracking it to the rougher weather would be around when the show starts tomorrow, 4 o'clock. So, you know, we'll just wait and see on that. But of course, it could adjust any time between now and then. Coming up at 5:35, Scotland Williams, Escambia County meteorologist, will join the program for a full rundown of what she's hearing and seeing as of right now. So that's a look at our top three stories. More local headlines right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather, starting with Alan.
Skies will be mostly cloudy as we head through tonight. Overnight lows in the 60s. We've got windy and stormy weather on the way for Wednesday. In fact, across the Gulf Coast, we could see some strong to severe thunderstorms. There will be a threat for bad weather as we head through the day Wednesday and into Wednesday night as well. Highs Wednesday will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Ellen. And Austin, what's the situation on the roads?
Well, starting with Highway 98, if you're traveling westbound towards Bauer Road, we still have very severe congestion in that area. That's going to have you backed up well past where Lillian Highway meets Dog Track Road, so be on the lookout for that. Speaking of Dog Track Road, if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track, we still got some very heavy congestion in that area there. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10 West, is going to cause you some typical evening backups, as it so often does. Let's see, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point, just has some very minor congestion, and it gets a bit more severe on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there is not much that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
All right, thank you very much. Again, continuing here with the weather and the local impacts here that we're already seeing as far as closures and delays and all that stuff. So for you with kids in school, Escambia School says that all schools and district offices will be closed tomorrow due to the severe weather threat. Those closures also include extracurricular activities. Santa Rosa right now has an early release schedule for tomorrow. Community schools, after-school programs, and athletic events are canceled for tomorrow evening, however. Also, Escambia County Area Transit, a.k.a. ECAT, is suspending all service, including UWF trolleys, tomorrow, with regular service to resume on Thursday. In addition, Escambia County Community Transportation will be suspending service tomorrow, except for dialysis and life-sustaining services. So more to come here with some closures there. I believe I saw an update last hour, and I'm trying to find it. We'll see if I can. There is also Escambia County, they're making sand available. Residents have to bring their own sandbags and shovels. I'm just going to go down the list. Bars Field Athletic Park, Brent Athletic Park, Don Sutton Park, the Equestrian Center, the Road Department at 297A, Ferry Pass Middle School, John Jones Jr. Athletic Park, and Travis Nelson Park. So that's the full list of areas that will have sand starting now, late this afternoon. So that is the sand pickup locations there. So a lot more to come, of course, here over this afternoon and certainly through the day tomorrow. And again, Scotland Williams joining the program at 5:35, meteorologist for Escambia County. Some other local headlines today in Santa Rosa County. Leaders today confirming that a payment of over $850,000 to a business vendor was intercepted by fraudsters.
Money, it was not. It almost sounded like the money was stolen by someone. That is not the case. It is, as you said, it's a case related to some funds that were transferred to a vendor that does work for Santa Rosa County.
County Administrator Devan Cook there with Andrew this morning. County Clerk and Comptroller Don Spencer this afternoon released a statement saying that the vendor was victim of business email compromise, which ultimately allowed the fraudster to redirect payments for services from the vendor's account to the fraudulent one. The clerk's office data systems have not been hacked, and Spencer says that a substantial amount of the funds have been recovered and that multiple agencies are investigating and continuing to recover the full amount or work towards it anyway. That includes Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, Milton Police, the FBI, Truist Bank, and Regions Bank as well. Pensacola City leaders, meanwhile, sharing some info on what residents can expect in the coming weeks following the ransomware attack last month.
You'll see some letters coming from USPS to everyone affected. There'll be information. There'll be a 1-800 number. We're bolstering up services at 311 and all of those to be able to take those phone calls. So there's a lot that goes into that.
Mayor D.C. Reeves adding that at this point in time, investigators are not aware of any personal data being leaked, but are telling residents the possibility exists out of an abundance of caution. Mayor Reeves today also announcing that the Pensacola City Council is voting this week on considering the increase to hourly parking rates downtown. The proposal would raise the fee from 50 cents an hour to $1 an hour, which would also include nights and weekends. As Mayor Reeves says, the biggest reason for change is to help solve an inventory problem. And the number one complaint was that there's no parking in public spots on the weekends at nights. So the city looking to change that now. Also, in our local headlines, some good news from Santa Rosa County here, as a big announcement is coming this week. Cheney Brothers is building a large distribution center that will be in the Milton Interchange Park. Administrator Devan Cook says the economic development team has several other projects in the works.
We have probably six or eight that are still out there. This is ongoing with you know, the growth of our industrial parks. You know, we've added the I-10 Park and the Milton Interchange Park. A lot of those are added through assistance from the Triumph Funds.
And Cook adds that another big announcement from this week is that the industrial park over the few years has been growing exponentially, and he says at any given time they have 6 to 8 letters of interest from companies that could potentially build in the county. We'll take a break there, taking a look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman to get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines, enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Getting started here on our state headlines before another check of the roads and weather. A federal judge is blocking Florida from enforcing a law that requires transgender teachers to use pronouns that align with sex assigned at birth. Two individuals, a transgender teacher in Hillsborough County, as well as a non-binary teacher who was fired by Florida Virtual School, sued the state over the law that was signed last year, and they argued their free speech was being violated.
And a Georgia woman is facing charges in a road rage case that she blamed on yesterday's eclipse. Florida Highway Patrol says that 22-year-old Taylan Celestine fired randomly at other drivers on Interstate 10 in Holmes County, grazing one driver and hitting another in the neck. Celestine reportedly checked out of a hotel, telling staff that she was going on a shooting spree directed by God in relation to the eclipse. Troopers found an AR-15 and a 9mm handgun when they arrested her.
Governor DeSantis signing a bill to crack down on retail theft. House Bill 549 makes it a third-degree felony for anybody to commit retail theft with five or more people, and a second-degree felony if they use social media to solicit others to participate in the crime. It becomes a first-degree felony if someone commits retail theft with a gun or has two or more prior convictions for retail theft. The measure also stiffens penalties for so-called porch pirates.
And the legal battle between Florida State University and the ACC moves into a Florida courtroom. A hearing was held today on FSU's attempts to pull out of the conference. FSU filed suit against the ACC for alleged mismanagement of a media rights agreement. The suit also accuses the ACC of preventing them from joining other conferences because of what they claim are draconian withdrawal penalties.
And finally, an end of an era today as a Delta IV heavy rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral for the last time. Delta rockets have been lifting off since 1960 when Dwight Eisenhower was president. Delta is being replaced by the new Vulcan Centaur rockets.
And just about 5:20. Well, not man, I'm so used to being a bit early or a bit late, but we are right on it. 5:25. Another quick check of the roads and weather here. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, the talk of the town so far tonight has been Highway 98. If you're traveling westbound towards Bower Road, you're going to be backed up well past where Lillian Highway meets Dog Track Road. That is still very backed up at this time. Speaking of Dog Track, if you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel towards the intersection with Dog Track Road there, that is still heavily backed up at this time. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's right where the Circle K is. You are going to be heavily backed up there. That congestion is slightly worse than usual. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10. That's going to cause you some problems also. And Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. The same can be said for over there. The last major spot is if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87.
Tonight, the weather a little breezy with mostly cloudy skies and lows in the 60s. Thunderstorms are going to be moving through. We've got rain, heavy rain, and windy weather for Wednesday and Wednesday night. Could see a few inches of rain, and also some of those thunderstorms may be strong or severe. We're looking out for bad weather. Highs Wednesday in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and moving on to our national news today, President Biden outlining his administration's push to make child care and senior care more affordable.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around. We made progress, but there's so much more that we have to do. So much more.
Yeah, Biden's latest budget proposal includes expanding paid family leave, cutting costs of child care, and expanding the child care tax credit.
And an 18-year-old man is facing charges for allegedly planning attacks on churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Did I say that right, Coeur d'Alene?
I believe you did.
All right, awesome. Federal prosecutors say that Alexander Mercurio planned to use knives, guns, and fire in the attacks on people at the churches. He allegedly pledged his allegiance to ISIS in online postings, and he's accused of writing that he had no desire to do anything except jihad and had a craving for mayhem and terror.
Special counsel Jack Smith is calling on the Supreme Court to deny former President Trump's immunity claim. He filed a brief yesterday urging the high court to deny Trump's attempt to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments on April 25th about Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution.
And speaking of Trump, he will not get a delay in his New York criminal hush money trial. An appeals court denied Trump's request today, and the trial is set to start next week. Trump had asked for the trial to be delayed so he could continue to fight a gag order. He's accused of falsifying business records in connection to alleged hush money paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
Not clear how much it'll cost to reconstruct the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore met with lawmakers and White House officials on Capitol Hill today.
We have to make sure that we are providing a sense of closure and a sense of comfort to these families, that we have to make sure that we are getting the channel reopened.
And while Congress is expected to approve some funding for the bridge, lawmakers say those responsible for the collapse will be held accountable and taxpayers will be made whole. A recap of today's top three stories before our Fox News update. The parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly are both being sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter. Sentenced today, James and Jennifer Crumbly, the first parents to ever be charged and convicted in their child's mass shootings. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meeting with lawmakers during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, saying that the U.S. has not seen any evidence that Israel is committing genocide. This hearing was interrupted several times by protesters demanding the U.S. end its support for Israel. And lastly here, and most importantly for us locally for sure, is the severe weather possibilities for tomorrow. The National Weather Service last hour putting out their updated forecast or look at the timeline and potentially what we could be facing here. Escambia and Santa Rosa counties in a level 3 enhanced risk for damaging severe weather. The potential includes destructive wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour, tornadoes, some of which could be strong, EF2 or higher, quarter-sized hail as well. Escambia meteorologist Scotland Williams joining the program at 5:35. We'll get her thoughts and what she's seeing and hearing next on Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The House delays sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate until next week. Fox's Chad Pergram.
The plan was to swear in the senators as jurors on Thursday, but even Republican leaders were coy when asked about a possible delay. Either way, the Senate will likely vote to dismiss the articles of impeachment if Democrats hold together.
Democrats do hold a majority in the Senate. The Arizona Supreme Court upholding a 160-year-old law that outlaws most abortions. Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs calling for its repeal.
The near total Civil War era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
Under the law, abortions would still be legal if the mother's life was in danger. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. New cancer vaccine data shared by Moderna suggests that the shot may work in indications outside its target of melanoma. In a presentation at an American Association for Cancer Research meeting, Moderna said its cancer vaccine showed a greater overall survival rate in a trial of patients with HPV-negative head and neck squamous cell cancer when it was combined with Merck's Keytruda rather than Keytruda alone showed in earlier trials. In response, Moderna shares today jumped 6.2%. With competition related to artificial intelligence heating up, Intel today unveiled its latest AI chip. The semiconductor giant says the new Gaudi 3 chip is more than twice as power efficient, to make that, as NVIDIA's H100 GPU, and can run AI models significantly faster than that one. Shares of Intel rose about 1% today. A second straight narrowly mixed finish for U.S. stocks overall. The S&P 500 edged up 7 points. The NASDAQ rose 52. The Dow slipped 9. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Since 1999, the UConn Huskies have been to 7 Final Fours and have won 6 championships. The Huskies won it all last year with their average margin of victory in the tournament being 20 points. After losing their top 2 leading scorers from a year ago, UConn was even better this season, as not only did they win it all again, but now have the largest average margin of victory in tourney history at 23.3 points per game. We know UConn has always been dominant, but Dan Hurley has now taken this program to a different stratosphere. I'm Zach Gelb.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now. Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join Gordy and Ad Litem on the Pensacola Expert Panel Friday. Board members Karen Jolly and Susan Fortier will be telling us about Corks for a Cause, which is an evening of wine, delicious hors d'oeuvres, and music coming up on April 18th to raise funds for the most vulnerable children in our community. Tune in Friday at 9:30 with the Northwest Florida Guardian Ad Litem Foundation on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Was the song intentional there with the storm?
I noticed it was a beautiful coincidence. But I was like that, you know, I noticed it was like a gospel or like a Christian rock, and I'm like, that's a bit more devout than I had intended, but it still works like perfectly.
It does.
Alrighty, so just after 5:35, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see, if you are traveling westbound on Highway 98 towards Bower Road, that is still heavily backed up at this time. If you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, that's basically going to have you backed up to Highway 98 as well, so that's very severe. Outside of that, it's just typical evening traffic on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10 West. Maybe a little bit of congestion here and there on North Davis Highway and Gulf Breeze Parkway. Outside of that, though, there's not much that'll hold you up for too long.
All right, and as far as tonight's forecast, should be pretty straightforward. Mostly cloudy skies with a low of 66 degrees. Tomorrow is what we're going to spend some time talking about. And joining us on the phone is Scotland Williams, the meteorologist for Escambia County Emergency Management. Scotland, we appreciate the time this afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Staying busy with the weather. It's keeping me busy.
Listen, I thought that the most important weather update this week would be the eclipse, and couldn't even give us 48 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we, of course, have you on to kind of preview, and of course, everything that is discussed here over these next 5 or 6 minutes or so is subject to change because weather is that way. But we saw the latest update from the National Weather Service about an hour ago, kind of looking at a broad timeline around late morning to around midnight tomorrow night. But what are we seeing and hearing right now as of 5:39 on a Tuesday?
Yeah, so the overall time frame that you just mentioned, 11 a.m. tomorrow until midnight Thursday morning, that is for the entire forecast region that the National Weather Service out of Mobile forecasts for. So their forecast counties start actually in Mississippi, go through Alabama, and then include the western panhandle of Florida. So that's why the time frame is just so vast. But for us here in Escambia County, we're mainly looking at a start time of around 2 p.m. potentially of it arriving here, and then that will last through late Wednesday night. With this severe risk, Escambia County is included in that level 3 out of 5 enhanced risk. There is a greater risk, which is a level 4 out of 5 moderate risk that exists to our west. That has been expanded to the east just slightly, but it still does not include Escambia County. But I always say this when it comes to these outlooks, we can't focus on the exact color that Escambia County is in because the storms don't know any lines. They don't know these colors. So we just have to stay weather alert no matter what, because all modes of severe weather are on the table. So that means destructive wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour, tornadoes, some of which could be strong, EF2 or stronger. And then hail, that's one of our lower end threats, but again, it still is there. And then isolated flash flooding is a threat. We could see heavy rainfall giving us 2 to 4 inches with even locally higher amounts, especially where we see intense rainfall or where storms move over the same area repeatedly. So the National Weather Service actually already issued a flood watch from Wednesday afternoon through late Wednesday night. Even outside of severe storms, it's going to be breezy tomorrow. So wind gusts starting at 40 miles an hour and up look to begin as early as noon, continuing through midnight tomorrow. So the National Weather Service issued a wind advisory starting at 11 tomorrow, and that goes through tomorrow night. And of course, we have the coastal impacts with high surf conditions. We have a high risk of rip current, so red flags are flying out at the beach. Minor coastal flooding also possible. I mean, it's a lot of information to take in because it's a multi-hazard event that we're expecting to take place tomorrow.
Talking with Scotland Williams, the meteorologist for Escambia County Public Safety. And Scotland, one of the things that I appreciate so much about having you on is when we, you know, have these types of events and the lead up to it is you do such an awesome job kind of explaining the why these threats are and just what makes up the atmospheric conditions that could lead to. You know, I remember last year we had you on when we had that significant flooding and there was some specific things in the atmosphere that we had that just so happened to come up at the right time there. Of course, when you talk about flooding, of course, there's going to be a little bit of non-flashbacks to a year ago. So I would just ask you, is there anything that you are seeing that would indicate that anything even remotely like what we had last year is on the table?
Yeah, I would, first of all, I want to thank you for saying that. I always try to be as clear and concise as possible just to get the information across without overhyping it. So that's one thing I really try to do, so I appreciate you saying that. I will say that I don't like to really compare any storms because just like when it comes to hurricanes, no one storm is the same. No one severe system coming through is the same. So this is all due to a low pressure system that developed in Texas, associated cold front with that. It's moving our way. So we also had an increase in humidity through today. So this is a complex system. So I won't compare it to anything, but just as I mentioned, 2 to 4 inches of rain could fall with that heavy rainfall. If it continues to fall in the same place, especially over a short period of time, that's where we're going to get the flash flooding potential. And of course, any problem spots, that will probably be the first places to flood.
All right, and then the other thing is on that night we did have some tornadic activity. If my memory serves correctly, mm-hmm. it was around NAS Pensacola across the bay into Gulf Breeze as well. So, of course, that is also on the table here as well. Scotland, we appreciate the time, and I believe I heard a rumor that your last name is going to be changing soon?
You heard correctly, yes. Coming up in November, I'm a November 2024 bride, so I'll be going from Williams to Wilson. So not too much of a change, but a big deal.
Yeah, you're going to keep the last initial. There you go. Appreciate that, and congratulations to you, and hopefully talk soon, all right?
Yes, thanks so much. Talk soon.
All right, Scotland Williams, meteorologist for Escambia County, joining us here on the program. We appreciate her time very much. 5:45, we'll check in with Austin for another check of the roads.
Alrighty, so let's see what we got here. It's all about Highway 98, rather. If you are traveling westbound, that's towards Bower Road, you're going to be backed up still past where Lillian Highway meets Dog Track Road. Speaking of Dog Track, if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road there, that is still heavily backed up also. So those two lanes are going to give you a lot of grief. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, still giving you the typical evening traffic that it often does. Same can be said for North Davis Highway, a bit here and there near the intersections with Brent Lane and Airport Boulevard and such, but that's very minor, though. Let's see, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still going to cause you some issues. Navarre Parkway still has a very little bit if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that is all minor. So outside of Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track and 87 traveling westbound towards Bower, there's not much that should be holding you up for too much longer.
Skies will be mostly cloudy as we head through tonight. Overnight lows in the 60s. We've got windy and stormy weather on the way for Wednesday. In fact, across the Gulf Coast, we could see some strong to severe thunderstorms. There will be a threat for bad weather as we head through the day Wednesday and into Wednesday night as well. Highs Wednesday will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and just continuing on here with the weather situation. So the school districts, the Escambia schools, are already saying that their schools and offices are closed tomorrow, extracurricular activities as well. Santa Rosa County is doing an early release tomorrow. They say community schools, after-school programs, and extracurricular activities are canceled for tomorrow evening. Also this afternoon, ECAT, announcing that they are suspending all service. That includes UWF trolleys due to the severe weather. Administrative offices and customer service will also be closed tomorrow. 5:46 here at News Radio. Austin, just a quick scoreboard check here of what's happening in the sports world tonight.
Yes, so in the MLB, we've just got two games going right now. I don't know if you asked this on purpose, but the White Sox are now beating the Guardians 5-2 in the bottom of the second. And then the other game going on right now is in the middle of the first, Brewers and Reds tied at 0. Let's see, we do have a TV game on tonight in the MLB. It's going to be at 9:05 on TBS. It's the Cubs traveling to San Diego to take on the Padres. And just some other local teams that you might want to keep an eye on. Rays are traveling to L.A. to take on the Angels, and the Marlins are going to the Yankees. Let's see. NBA. Okay, so this is pivotal. If you were listening at around this time yesterday, you may have heard me say that we have a TNT doubleheader in the NBA. Bucks hosting the Celtics at 6:30, followed by the Lakers hosting the Warriors at 9. That's actually tonight. I'm blind, apparently, when it comes to looking at my phone.
Well, you were looking at the eclipse yesterday, so it makes sense.
Yes, our retinas are still burning. I forgot about that. But yes, so that's tonight at 6:30, not last night. Forgive me for that. Speaking of basketball, looking over at the college side, UConn going back-to-back. Beat Purdue 75-60. Pretty predictable score there. I think Joe and I would both agree on that. They're the first team to go back-to-back since the Gators did so in 06 and 07, and they are obviously one of the early favorites amongst bettors to win next year's title. And then Dan Hurley, head coach for UConn, he's sticking around with UConn. He's not going to Kentucky. And Robbie Avila, more commonly known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, is entering the transfer portal after leading Indiana State to an NIT win.
All right, health, business, and science. The Arizona Supreme Court is upholding an abortion ban that dates back to 1864. The Civil War era law bans all abortions except for risk to the mother. Of course, pro-choice supporters say they've gathered enough signatures to put abortion rights on the November ballot in that state, much like here in Florida as well. Norfolk Southern reaching a major settlement following the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio last year. $600 million that'll resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius of the derailment and take care of personal injury claims by residents who live within a 10-mile radius of the site. And Google says its search engine went into overdrive yesterday after many Americans watched the total solar eclipse, some complaining about hurt eyes and worried that they'd looked at the rare celestial event for too long. Apparently, Austin is among those, as he has been very disoriented today.
Yes, unfortunately.
Morgan Wallen facing 3 felony counts after the chair-throwing incident at Eric Church's rooftop bar. He posted bail and is due to appear in court on May 3rd. One of the most coveted comics of all time, selling at auction in Texas. Action Comics number 1 features the first appearance of Superman. Came out in 1938. It set you back 10 cents then. This particular copy sold for $6 million, making it the most valuable comic book in the world. We'll take a final break this hour. Wacky stories, good news, and a recap of today's top 3 stories headed your way next.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in on your drive home this evening. As we wind down, a recap of today's top 3 stories. In Michigan, the parents of Ethan Crumbly, the Oxford school shooter, both sentenced to 10 to 15 years today. That's James and Jennifer Crumbly, who are the first parents ever to be charged and convicted in their child's mass shootings. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. has not seen any evidence that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. He made that claim during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that was interrupted several times by protesters demanding the U.S. end its support for Israel. And then the severe weather threat for tomorrow. That is, of course, top of mind for us here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Last segment, 5:35, we had Scotland Williams on, the meteorologist for Escambia County Public Safety. We'll replay that conversation at 6:35 as well. The National Weather Service saying that severe thunderstorms are likely tomorrow into tomorrow evening with destructive straight line wind gusts of 80 miles an hour possible. Also, chance exists of tornadoes, some of which could be of the strong variety EF2 or stronger. So those are the potential threats here. Now, Escambia, Santa Rosa County is in the level 3 enhanced level. There is a portion of southwestern Alabama northwest of the I-65 corridor that is in the level 4 moderates risk area. And that timeline starting in southeast Mississippi, starting around 11 a.m. tomorrow morning in our listening area. The timeline looks like around 4 p.m. right when we come on the air to around midnight. So, of course, we're on the air tomorrow 4 to 7 and can be extended if needed throughout the day tomorrow to make sure that we keep you as safe as we possibly can. So with that in mind, let's keep us safe on the roads. Austin?
Oh, nice segue, buddy. So still just a couple spots of note here. We're still dealing with problems if you're traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 98. There was an accident near Bower Road that was causing us congestion all evening, but it has significantly lessened. If you are traveling westbound towards Lillian Highway or where Lillian meets Dog Track, you're still going to have a little bit of problems there. Speaking of Dog Track Road, if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track, you're going to be backed up to Highway 98, so still very heavily backed up there. Outside of that, it looks like a lot of the other major issues we typically deal with has died down. Maybe if you're traveling westbound on on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, you'll have a little bit of congestion there. But if you're used to that area, that's nothing too severe.
Skies will be mostly cloudy as we head through tonight. Overnight lows in the 60s. We've got windy and stormy weather on the way for Wednesday. In fact, across the Gulf Coast, we could see some strong to severe thunderstorms. There will be a threat for bad weather as we head through the day Wednesday and into Wednesday night as well. Highs Wednesday will be in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look now at some of the more wackier stories in the headlines. A 39-year-old man in Kentucky named Jesse Kipp has just admitted to attempting to fake his own death, and he gave it a lot of efforts. He'd accessed the Hawaii Death Registry system using the details of a doctor living in another state and created a case for his own death. He assigned himself as the medical certifier for his own death and then certified it. Mm-hmm. Amazingly, it did work at first. He was listed as dead in many government databases. The police, though, say he was primarily faking his death to get out of paying more than $100,000 in child support. It sounds like, though, he got a little too hack-happy, and that's when he got caught, because he couldn't quit while he was ahead or dead. He also hacked into business, government, and corporate networks with information he stole from others and then attempted to sell the access to the networks online. He'll likely do 7 years behind bars.
As he should. Also here in Wacky and Weird Stories, a grandmother in Ohio named Joanne Gibson recently fell victim to what I call hogwash. She got two tickets in the mail for doing 27 in a 20-mile-per-hour zone. Now, that alone sounds pretty stupid. But the weird part is she wasn't even driving, and there's proof of this. An automated traffic camera handed out the ticket, and the footage clearly shows her car hooked up to a tow truck when it happened. The truck driver was the one speeding, but the camera scanned Joanne's plate and issued her the ticket instead. The president of her city council is working to get her ticket expunged, but even if the fine is waived, it could affect her insurance rates. That's horrible.
Yeah, hopefully not. Good, and that's timely, as the city of Pensacola and has its red light camera system starting later on this summer.
Yay!
Some good news: a 27-year-old British guy named Russell Cook just finished running the entire length of Africa for charity. He started in South Africa last April, averaging more than a marathon a day for 352 days. He finished in Tunisia on Sunday. And he's still collecting donations, but he's already raised over $1 million for a few different charities. Running a marathon for literally almost a year.
Yeah, a marathon a day for a year. That sounds horrible.
It sounds terrible. How do his feet look now?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Because you even see just like some NFL and NBA players and how theirs look, you know? I mean, I can't imagine what he's working with down there. A 12-year-old boy in England was out walking his dog when he saw something shiny on the ground. Turns out he found a gold bracelet from ancient Rome that's 2,000 years old. No word on how much it's worth, but what are the odds of that?
I would imagine pretty low. I'd like to know how this gold bracelet was just
laying there
with no effort to dig it up. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just on the side of the road like a wrapping paper of a Snickers bar.
That's a shame. I'm jealous. I mean, it's cool, but I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah, very cool there. Also, a cop in Connecticut named Michael Harton is in the news 5 years after he saved a baby's life at a movie theater. She wasn't breathing, but he did CPR and brought her back. Her name is Tuca, and she's 5 now. They're in the news because Michael stayed in touch, and he's become good friends with her mom, who asked him to be Tuca's godfather. She calls him Uncle Mike now. So, very cool story there. All right, that's going to do it for hour number 2. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. A lot of big stories here locally. I'm sure much more to come as far as the weather situation for tomorrow. If you missed it this hour, we'll replay our conversation with Scotland Williams, the meteorologist for Escambia County Public Safety, coming up at 6:35. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.